Chapter 2. More than 2 years passed before I returned to England. Sophia and I wrote to each other quite often. Our letters weren't love letters. They were about ideas and thoughts. But I knew my feelings for her were growing stronger, and I believed she felt the same. I returned to England on a soft, grey day in September, and immediately sent a telegram to Sophia. "Just arrived back. Will you dine this evening? Mario's Restaurant, 9 o'clock. Charles." A couple of hours later, I was at my father's house in London reading the newspaper when I saw the name Leonides in the deaths column. "Leonides, on September 19th at Three Gables, Swinley Dean, Aristide Leonides, much loved husband of Brenda Leonides, passed away in his 88th year, deeply missed." There was another announcement immediately below. "Leonides passed away suddenly at his house, Three Gables, Swinley Dean, Aristide Leonides, deeply missed by his loving children and grandchildren." I thought it was strange that there were two announcements. There must have been a mistake. I quickly sent Sophia a second telegram. "Just seen news of your grandfather's death. Very sorry. Let me know when I can see you. Charles." A telegram from Sophia reached me at 6 o'clock. "We'll be at Mario's, 9 o'clock. Sophia." I was both nervous and excited at the thought of meeting Sophia again. I hadn't seen her for so long that when she walked through the door at Mario's, it seemed completely unreal. We had drinks and then sat down to dinner. I said I was sorry about her grandfather, and we talked rather fast and were awkward with each other. It wasn't just because we hadn't seen each other for such a long time. I felt there was something definitely wrong with Sophia herself. Didn't she love me anymore? Had she met someone else? Somehow, I didn't think that was the problem. I didn't know what was wrong. Then suddenly, as the waiter brought us our coffee, everything went back to normal. Sophia and I were together again, and it felt as if we had never been apart. "Sophia," I said. "Charles," she said immediately. "Thank goodness that's over," I said with relief. "What was the matter with us?"
"It was probably my fault," said Sophia. "I was stupid, but it's all right now."
We smiled at each other. "Darling," I said, "how soon will you marry me?" Her smile disappeared. The problem, whatever it was back.
"I don't know," she said. "I'm not sure, Charles, that I can ever marry you. Because of my grandfather's death."
"Your grandfather's death? But what difference does that make?"
"Because I don't think he just died, Charles. I think he may have been killed."
I stared at her. "But what a very strange idea. Why do you think that?"
"It was the doctor. He wouldn't sign a death certificate, and the police need to investigate officially why he died. They clearly suspect that something is wrong."
I didn't argue with her. Sophia was very intelligent, so I was sure she was right. "But even if something is wrong," I said, "how does that affect you and me?"
"You work for the government. It might affect your job." "No, please, don't say anything. I know it doesn't matter to you, but it matters to me. I'm very proud. I want our marriage to be a good thing for both of us. And it may be all right, so long as the right person killed him."
"What do you mean by the right person, Sophia?"
"I know that's a horrible thing to say, but I'm trying to be honest."
Before I could speak, she continued,
"I'm not going to say any more, Charles. I've probably said too much already. But we can't make any plans until we know why my grandfather died."
"At least tell me about it."
She shook her head. No, Charles, I don't want to tell you what I think. Instead, I want you to see me and my family for yourself, from the outside.
And how will I do that?
She looked at me with a strange light in her bright blue eyes. Your father will tell you, she said.
I had told Sophia that my father was Assistant Commissioner of Scotland Yard, the London police headquarters. I suddenly felt cold. Is it such a serious case? I asked.
I think so. Do you see that man sitting by the door? He followed me from Swinley Dean. I shouldn't have left the house, but I wanted to see you, so I climbed out of the window.
Darling!
Well, never mind. We're here. Together.
She paused and then added,
And there's no doubt that we love each other.
No doubt at all, I said. You and I have survived a world war, Sophia, so we can survive the sudden death of one old man. He probably just died of old age.
If you knew my grandfather, said Sophia, you would be surprised that he died of anything.